Let's go. Praise the Lord. Well, we're in 2018, and you know, there's a lot of New Year resolutions being made, and I saw people in my neighborhood walking. I've never seen walking before. What do you think that's all about? Yeah, a lot of new commitments, and it's kind of the same thing spiritually, right? It's like an opportunity in the new year to set spiritual goals and not be satisfied with ordinary, fight for things for His kingdom, and proclaim what God has for us in the new year. Let me see if I can fix this because it feels off. Let's see if I can. There, that's. I think that's better. Test. We're good. Oh, that's the problem. It's stuck over here. Praise the Lord. Well, a reminder to write a thought down. Every time you come to church, write a thought down. Write something down that the Holy Spirit is speaking to your heart. And think about those things because He does speak to us. And so we want to do that. So Happy New Year to everybody, church body. Today is the first Sunday in 2018 and you are here. So that's a good sign to start the year. It is definitely an opportunity to set things on a new course, a new mindset, a new way of going through your spiritual journey in Christ Jesus. Amen. Don't be satisfied with ordinary. We have that song we used to sing a while back. I won't be satisfied with ordinary. We just need more of You, Jesus. So do not be just satisfied on getting by on your spiritual journey. Keep growing, keep fighting, keep trusting, keep taking your relationship with God to higher and higher ground. Determine in your heart that you will grow and fight for God's kingdom until your last breath. Our theme in 2018 will be, in 2018, God's warriors will fight to take the land. You know, I'm excited about where God's taken us. In the last year, you know, we were rejoicing because we know that our God's on the move. And in the middle of the year, we talked about knowing that God, the enemy will run. God is in motion. And we know a wave is coming. We know we're being prepared for something bigger than ourselves. And I really believe that in 2018, it's time for God's warriors to be warriors and to take the land, take back what the enemy has stolen in many cases. So I wanted to start by where I kind of left off on Tuesday in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1. If you'll turn there. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 1 through 18. And I just, you know, so you read these scriptures a lot and I'll read them. But, you know, I read it this time and it just spoke to me in a different way. And I want to just use Paul as an example about what this New Year theme is about in our body, in our church body. Warriors will fight and they'll take the land. But Paul really spoke in this chapter, and I talked about this a little on Tuesday, but I wanted to build on this thought because Paul is a good example of a warrior, a spiritual warrior. So let's read. He says there in chapter 9, verse 1, Am I not an apostle, the apostle Paul? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are not ye my work in the Lord? If I be not an apostle unto others, yet doubtless I am to you. For the seal of mine apostleship are ye in the Lord. Mine answer to them that do examine me is this: Have we not power to eat and to drink? Have we not power to lead about a sister, a wife, as well as other apostles, and as the brethren of the Lord and Cephas? Are I only and Barnabas, have not we power to forbear working? Who goeth a warfare any time to his own charges, who planteth a vineyard and eateth not of the fruit thereof, or when feedeth a flock and eateth not the milk of the flock? Say I these things as a man. So what Paul was saying here is, I am the Apostle Paul. He was playing his apostle card, right? Like when your parents say to your kids, I am your mother, right? I have a right to tell you to be home, but, you know, you have to pull out that card, right? And Paul was pulling out that card. I'm the Apostle Paul. And I actually have a right to not have to work for my bread. The church can support me because, you know, you are a product of the ministry that I'm under, that I'm a part of, he was saying. But he was saying all these things for a reason. And let's read on verse 8. Say I these things as a man, or saith not the law the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses. So now he's going to use scripture to back up his point, which is I am the Apostle Paul, and I have a right to ask for certain things as the apostle of the Corinthian church. And he uses scripture. It says in chapter verse 9, thou shalt not muzzle the mouth of the ox that treadeth out of the corn. Doth God take care for oxen? Or saith it altogether for our sakes, no doubt this is written, that he that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partakers of his hope. If we have sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing if we shall reap your carnal things? So you get what Paul is saying. I've sown into you spiritual things, not too much to ask to get some carnal things in return. In other words, you know, food and taking care of him, have a roof over his head, and the carnal things, right, that we all need. He that ploweth should plow in hope, and he that thresheth in hope should be partakers of his hope. If we sown unto you spiritual things, is it a great thing, for we shall reap you carnal things. If others be partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? So here he spends 11 verses setting the point that the Apostle Paul has a certain right, so to speak, as per scripture, right? Not to muzzle the oxen. In other words, the one who's feeding you spiritually, take care of them, right? Don't muzzle the ox that's getting everything, harvest done and things like that. So the point is, he spent all this time saying, you know, I have a scriptural right there to claim some things. But I love what he says in verse 12. If other partakers of this power over you, are not we rather? So don't we have that right? And then he says, nevertheless, we have not used this power, as backed up by scripture, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. This is a big deal. This is a mindset for the church. This is a mindset. Paul understands, you know, the rights of apostles and don't muzzle the oxen and take care of, you know, the church to take care of, you know, the pastor in a sense. He understood all of that scripturally. He even said it. But he says, nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things. Why? For the simple reason that he did not want to hinder the gospel of Jesus Christ. Think about that mindset. Think about that mindset. What he's saying is here we have these rights, but I don't want to use it because I don't even want to give the enemy a reason to make people think that the only reason that I'm doing this is because it's like a job. Like, I get things out of it, so I'm ministering. I don't want anybody to think that. So when Paul went out to missionary trips, he would do tents, right? He would work. He would work for his keep. And I'm sure there's churches that told him, no, you're not working, get in here. And I'm sure he said, okay, thank you. But he didn't go asking or claiming this right that he had scripturally as the apostle of the Corinthian church. Why? Because he was looking at the big kingdom picture. You see, what I want, I wanted to say this. This is a warrior for the kingdom. This is a warrior's mindset. And I believe in the church, that's in 2018, there's a change in our mindset. That sure, you can do this. Yeah, the Bible says you're free to do this. You're free in Christ. But freedom doesn't mean do whatever you want, right? Because there's consequences. And so this mindset that Paul had, that he said, nevertheless, we have not used this power, but suffer all things, lest we should hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that they which minister about holy things live of the things of the temple, and they which wait at the altar are partakers with the altar? Even so hath the Lord ordained that they which preach the gospel should live of the gospel. Again, Paul is stating that scripturally. And we know that. We pay our tithes, offerings, and the church is taken care of, and things are taken care of. That's the way the scripture teaches us and leads us to live. But he was very clear, but nevertheless, and he says in verse 15, but I have used none of these things, neither have I written these things, that it should be so done unto me. And he's like, look, I'm not telling you this so you can feel sorry for me and all of a sudden start helping me out. So he's trying to make that clear, because it almost sounds like he's like, I'm not asking for anything, so hey, by the way, you all might want to start helping me out. He wanted to make it clear. You see, this is a mindset. This is the mindset of a warrior that sees the kingdom and not the kingdom's agenda and not his agenda, right? Not man's agenda. His actions is all about the bigger picture. That's a warrior for Christ. And warriors like that, they change the world. Amen. You want to know why you're sitting here right now? Because of that mindset. Paul evangelized the world, these Gentiles. And he went out there asking them for nothing. All he wanted was to show Jesus Christ. And he would pray for people and they would get healed. He would, because he understood this isn't about the kingdom of God and His power. And when we allow man, because see, we see this even in churches today, where sometimes things get confused, right? Where the parishioners are giving and supporting, and then they're questioning what's being done, and you know, the pastors, everything. It seems like we're doing barbecue plate sales just for the pastor to pay his bills, and you know, you hear all these stories, right? But that's not how it was intended, right? It was intended that the church have the, you know, the heart and the obligation to do their part, and then for the leadership to pray and be responsible and do their part, and it work towards a greater good, not right. And people take that to all kinds of extremes. Some people think the pastor should be poor and everybody should be the church should be spending their money on other things and not and other things. The pastor needs to be rich in order for the church to say, glory, God is good. Look how blessed our pastor is. We're taking care of him. That's good. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And he should have the best car or this or that. You don't read any of that here with Apostle Paul's mindset. It doesn't mean he didn't have. He made it very clear. I know how to serve God when I have things. And I know how to serve God when I don't have things. Because it wasn't about that. So, but we want to judge everything like that. So, a warrior's mindset. And then he says there, I haven't used any of these things, verse 15, that it should be so done unto me. For if it were better for me to die than that any man should make my glorying void. For though I preach the gospel, I have nothing to glory of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yea, woe is unto me if I preach not the gospel. See, it was all about the gospel. It was all about the good news of Jesus Christ. See, the Apostle Paul, he's a good example. I mean, we know what the Apostle Paul was doing before Jesus confronted him in Damascus. He was committed to the cause of the Jewish law and was killing people for it. Killed those Jesus followers. As soon as Jesus came and he recognized what the truth was, he was just as committed to the cause of Jesus Christ. And his heart was right. But he was turned around. That was miraculous. Verse 17, for if I do these things willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, a dispensation of the gospel committed unto me. What is my reward then? So if I'm not taking advantage of the church supporting me, what is my reward then? And it says there, verily, that when I preach the gospel, I may make the gospel of Christ without charge, that I abuse not my power in the gospel. Boy, those are big, big warrior words, a warrior mindset. At the end of the day, Paul knows that our carnal mind is enmity against God. How does he know that? Because that's the word of God. You'll find that in Scripture. The carnal mind is against God. And Paul knew that the more he's focused on the carnal aspect, the materialism, all of that stuff, the more that there's the potential for the carnal mind to abuse its power. Boy, he recognized it. Do we recognize that in us? That if we're not getting on our knees and praying every day and asking God to change us and gut our carnal mind out and transform us and to be spiritual and to be spiritually minded, if we're not doing that, the carnal mind will take over and it will do things that are contrary to God. It's a battle. And a warrior's mindset is to recognize that. And he recognized that. He said, I don't want to abuse the power. Not abuse power in the gospel. So, from that foundation, we read that famous scripture a little later. So, later in those verses, he says, when I'm with the weak, I'm weak. When I'm with the strong, I'm strong. When I'm with this group, I eat this way. When I'm with that group, he says, to all men, I do. Why do I do that? Why? And he says it, verse 23. Verse 23. And this I do for the gospel's sake, that I might be partakers thereof with you. And he says that this one we all know. Know ye not that they which run in the race run all, but only one receiveth the prize. So when you run the race, you run it to win. To obtain, to win, right? If you're going to live this life for Jesus Christ, a warrior's mindset is to win. Right? To win. As I've journeyed in Christ, I've come to this realization. I don't understand why any Christian would want to serve the Lord and not want to serve the Lord to win. Because that lukewarm Christian life is an ugly, unfulfilled, powerless life. But the empowered Christian life is an awesome, awesome, exciting journey where you will see signs and you will see wonders. And Paul said, if you're going to do this, you do it to win. Let's read the rest of that. And every man that striveth for mastery, like, you know, an Olympian, everyone's trying to master their sport or their cause is temperate in all things. They watch, right? The Olympians, they watch what they eat. They temper themselves to make sure that they're on track to be at the top winning physical condition. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown. Those Olympians, why do they do that? To win for a medal, right? For the glory, for a corruptible crown. But when we serve the Lord to win the race with that mentality, to win things for the kingdom of God, that is incorruptible. That is eternity. That goes with you forever and ever beyond this world. I therefore, so Paul says, for that reason, I run, so run I, not as uncertainly, so I fight, not as any that beateth in the air. In other words, he's not fighting like for nothing. He's not fighting and doesn't know what he's fighting for, beating in the air. You know, like, I don't even know what I'm fighting. I just... He knows exactly what he's fighting for. And we know what we're fighting for. I not as one that beateth the air, but I keep my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means then I have preached to others and myself should be a castaway. See, Paul did not want to just be a castaway, just be ordinary, so to speak. See, all of that mindset that we just talked about where Paul says, I have a right to ask, but I'm not because I want Jesus to be lifted up and glorified, not me. I have this, but I'm not. And I'm, when I'm with such and such, I'm going to act a certain way, even though my pride wants to do it one way. I'm going to give in to that because I don't want to hinder the gospel. See that mindset that he had? That was a spiritual warrior's mindset. Paul makes it clear that he was certain. He knew what he was fighting for, and it's for God's kingdom. Paul did not want to be a castaway. He figured that if he was going to fight for God's kingdom, he was going to do it with all that he had. So there's kind of a warrior's mentality, a warrior's mindset as we prepare for 2018. Let me break Christians into three groups. Just bear with me for a moment. This isn't scriptural necessarily, but to make the point. You have certain Christians, people who are satisfied with salvation. Just enough to get to heaven. Thank you, Jesus. I don't want to go to hell, right? Yeah. Then you have those Christians, people who don't just want to get to heaven. They want to be experiencing God's presence and God's love. And they love the feeling of being in His presence. And that's kind of like the bless me crowd. Just keep pouring it on. I love it. I love to be in God's presence, but don't ask me to do anything. But, you know, just keep blessing me. Right? Right? I might be stepping on some toes, so be careful. But that's okay. And then you have the people that are willing to fight and take the ground for the kingdom. You know, the warrior for Christ. This was Paul. And he changed the world, literally, through the power of God. Because he had this mindset. I'm not even going to... If there's any doubt that the enemy could use it, I'm not even going to take advantage of what I know is even in my right to have. That's what he was saying. Because I'm free to do that, and it won't be sin. I can start asking, make sure you send me this money or whatever so I can take care of my carnal needs. He had every right, but he chose not to. And he had this mindset that it was about the kingdom never being tarnished. He didn't want to be responsible for that. So, and because of that mindset, ground was taken. Serious ground was taken. We're talking continents, right? What Paul did. We're talking Europe, Greece, Rome, Europe, eventually the United States. And even now, ground's being taken in the Middle East, right? It doesn't mean there isn't hard times and tough battles, but ground's being taken for the kingdom of God. I believe there are people in this room like number three, like the warriors. You're called to be a warrior and fight to take the land. You don't want to see God move from a distance. You know, I think Elois opened the service saying, you know, you don't want to just be on the sidelines watching the game. You want to be in the game. God move from a distance. You want to be in the fight. You understand that being a warrior and taking ground for His kingdom means you're in the front lines, targeted with fiery darts of the enemy. But who cares? God is with us. See, being a warrior is not all about glory, is it? It's a lot of fighting, spiritual warfare. In 2018, it's time for warriors to fight and take the land back from the enemy. It's time to activate troops and warriors and begin taking ground. The Bible makes it clear that we wrestle not against flesh and blood. This is not a physical fight in 2018. It's not going to be physical. It's not going to be, a wrestling match in the physical. It's a spiritual fight. One that is fought in the spiritual realm, but it is won in the physical. You get that? The battles are spiritual, and they're prayer warriors, and there's fasting, and there's praying, and there's getting on your knees, and there's sacrificing for the kingdom of God, and it's a spiritual battle. But that spiritual battle, the end result, will be manifested physically for us to see. And that's where the excitement comes in. The signs and the wonders. The battle will not be... Let's go to Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. Ephesians chapter 6. Paul says to the Ephesians, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the enemy, of the devil." And here's what we know in Scripture, that your battle, your fight is not, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. "Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand." So it is clear that this battle is not physical. It's a spiritual battle that will be fought through fasting, through prayer, through showing up, right, through service. They're putting on the old armor of God, you know, truth and doing the right things, preaching the gospel, speaking to others. About, you know, just if you read, continue reading there, you read about the armor of God, and just the word is a sword, and you use it to cut. You know, you pray and you claim the word, and you know the armor of God, and those things are part of a warrior's mindset. When we begin to take the land in 2018, the evidence will be real. You will have... There's three words that came out in last week's service that I wrote down, and I think we're going to talk about them for a little while, not today, but as the weeks go on and months go on. Last week, Joseph spoke on boldness, right? Being bold. I believe that we're going to see the evidence of warriors rising up through boldness. There'll be boldness about your assurance about who you are, your boldness in that Jesus Christ reigns and has authority, and your boldness that you can proclaim that by the Spirit, empowered by the Spirit to proclaim and have boldness. I believe that the evidence about warriors standing up, one of the things that you'll notice is people will begin to get bold. Whether that's bold in binding the enemy, or bold in their faith. You know, sometimes you just, you know, whenever somebody, and I've heard this from some of you giving testimonies, you know, there's coworkers and stuff that when they get into a bind, they know who to call for prayer, right? Right? They know, they don't call, they need prayer, they call certain people. Boldness will be an evidence. Another evidence will be showing up. I believe it was Michelle or somebody during the worship or after that showing up. Warriors have to show up. Amen? And warriors have to show up on time. If you're late, you lose a war, right? Warriors got to show up, and they got to show up, and they got to be committed to the cause, and they got to do whatever it takes to make it happen, right? You have a lot of excuses on why you can't do things at a certain time, or can't do this or do that, or I didn't read my Bible, or you have all these excuses. You don't got the warrior's mindset. Amen? And in 2018, warriors are going to have to stand up and be warriors and claim the land. Show up. The evidence will start being in some of you here and some others that are not here. And together, God is going to start putting a boldness in you and a passion to do things the right way, to show up, to be there, read your Bibles, to pray. You got to show up. You have to show up to the closet or there'll be no personal relationship. A warrior's mindset is going to make sure they show up. That's why boot camp is so tough. Anybody been to boot camp here? Anybody? 1, 2, no. Terry's been to boot camp. They ring a bell before the rooster gets up, right? They ring a bell and it's time to go, right? It's time to go. A warrior's mindset, showing up, being there. Whenever there's a ministry opportunity to serve, you know, you show up because it's hard, I know. I mean, there's plenty of reasons not to show up. I mean, we got this, we got that, we got to get the milk, we got to get this, we got, you know. But a warrior has number one priority to show up to the battle, to show up to the war. And everything else works around that. Amen? You're getting the warrior mentality. Let me give you an example. I remember I was in college, and I remember I just gone through that experience in my life where God had just changed my whole thought process and it became about totally His kingdom, and I was excited. And I remember I had to study and I had tests. But no, if I had church service on Wednesday, in our case we have it on Tuesday, at church service on Wednesday. So I made sure that I studied, you know, Monday or night or Sunday night, and I made sure that I worked around my timing to be at the battle. It was just like a whole mindset shift for me. And I believe that's starting to happen, and that's what God's telling us in 2018. It's time to flip the switch. You're a warrior. It's time to take the ground and to take the land. So in 2018, warriors will fight to take the land. We'll fight. When we begin to see, you'll see the evidence in boldness and showing up. And something that was said at the beginning of last week's service, miracles will be evidence. Signs and wonders. Signs and wonders and miracles will occur. So you'll start seeing in the physical, but the war is in the spiritual. You know, that's you, between you and God, you know, praying, reading, showing up, and just doing the spiritual battle, the spiritual warfare. But Paul set as a good example to set. He didn't want the gospel to get tarnished. He wanted to do things the right way, so he would go somewhere, he would work. Even though he didn't have to. He would. Why? For the sake of the gospel. That's a mindset. So put that into your life. That mindset. That mindset. And another one, I'm going to add the fourth one. Boldness, showing up will be evidence of the warriors. Signs and wonders will follow the warriors, and salvations will increase around your sphere of influence. Not just in the church, but you will see more salvations around you. Today, I believe, is the beginning of setting a spiritual warfare in 2018. The victory is assured because God is with us. It doesn't mean the battle will be easy and everything will run smoothly, but the battle will be won. And God's warriors will take the land. In 2018, the fight in the Spirit. Fight in the Spirit. These are your marching orders, right? To show up, to pray, to fast, to be in unity, to give cheerfully, be ready to take advantage of ministry opportunities. These are the marching orders. Get your mindset set. No more excuses. You know, it's time to go. It's boot camp time. These are our marching orders. The evidence will begin to show up. Like I said, in different ways, in boldness, and miracles, and salvations, and it'll begin to show up in other ways too. Financial breakthroughs, deliverances, lost souls finding Jesus. It's exciting because I believe in 2018 we're going to see God do some things that are going to manifest in the physical. But it's spiritual warfare time in 2018. Amen. We're going to take some time to pray and then end with communion. But I want to just open up the altar here because I believe that this mindset, for some of us, we need to put it in motion. Like Paul, it's about the gospel. It's about what the kingdom. It's about the kingdom. And we need to turn that mindset on that it's time for us to go and turn on the switch and go and fight this battle in the Spirit. And God's going to do some amazing things. So let's close our eyes and bow our heads. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we just give you honor and praise that you are here and that you're leading us and guiding us to a deeper walk and an understanding about what you have planned for us and each individual, Lord. Our destiny is an amazing, amazing masterpiece. So, Lord, just feel in our hearts that you're calling us to rise up and be warriors. Warriors willing to fight. Warriors willing to take the land and hold it for your kingdom. So Lord, I know that this is not just any moment. It's for such a time as this to prepare us. To be prepared for the wave. To be prepared for the battle. To be prepared for your kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. So we don't take this lightly, Lord. So we're going to take some time. If you, and we're not doing music because I want it to be purely, hey, I'm turning on the switch and it's just me. It's me and God. So if you, this morning, and maybe you're not even clear exactly what it is, but you need to turn on the switch to become a warrior. If you feel that's you this morning, I'm going to ask you to come up and come to the altar and take a step of faith and turn on that switch. You're a warrior. Your mindset is changing today. 2018, your eyes are going to be open to ways that you have not seen, to think like Paul thought. So if that's you, I'm just going to count to three and come up, and we're just going to pray together and symbolically turn on the switch. And be ready to be called to active duty into His kingdom. So on the count of three, if that's you, just come. One, two, three. Let's come and